Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Since its founding 7 years ago, Doors Open Milwaukee has become a can't-miss event on the city's fall calendar. The weekend-long event offers people a chance to see places that are often off-limits to the general public, but it also provides an incentive to visit buildings, businesses, and even neighborhoods in a different light.
Case in point this weekend at the 7th annual Doors Open, while some favorites, like the Observation Deck at the U.S. Bank Center, are again on the list, organizers are placing special emphasis on two particular neighborhoods, one in the south side, the other on the north side. Grace Feuer is the Special Events Director for Historic Milwaukee, which plans Doors Open. She joins us in the studio, along with Sharon Adams, who is a community developer in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood, and by Joanne Sabir, co-owner of the Juice Kitchen, one of the businesses in the neighborhood that is welcoming Doors Open enthusiasts. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
I wanted to start with Grace and have you kind of talk about where things have evolved for Doors Open. We've had you in. We've talked about this event each year, and each year it's gotten a little bit different. So what's distinctive about 2017's edition?
Yeah, so 2017 will be our 7th annual Doors Open event. It has grown over the years from the first year, which was 7 years ago, had 10,000 visitors, and last year had over 31,000 visitors. Mm-hmm. So we hope to continue to see those numbers grow. We also recently found out that we're the 4th most highly attended event like this worldwide, after London, Toronto, Chicago, and then Milwaukee.
Awesome.
So we have a lot to be proud of in the city.
Those are all much larger places than Milwaukee, too.
They are, yeah. Yeah, and part of it is that we try and keep the number of sites more or less the same year after year. So we'll have 168 sites this year, 45 of which are new. So cycling in new sites to keep it interesting for people who come year after year. Something new this year that we're doing as well is we're growing our Kids Passport program. So we've always selected sites that are family friendly. And this year we worked with Adam Carr, who wrote the book Explore MKE, to develop that a little bit more. And it's a pamphlet that helps kids and families explore neighborhoods and cities. And with that, we are featuring a couple of neighborhoods. There's several neighborhoods throughout the city of Milwaukee that are featured for Doors Open, but we have higher concentrations of sites in the Layton Boulevard West and Lindsay Heights neighborhoods this year.
And we have two people who are here who have a great interest in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood. So let me, before I turn to you, let me start by going back to you, Grace. Why was it important to look at these two particular neighborhoods?
Yeah, so each year we choose different spotlight neighborhoods. Last year we were in Clark Square, Sherman Park, and West Allis. And each year we want to look at different neighborhoods in Milwaukee where a lot of great, well-established businesses are thriving, and then also feature new businesses. And in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood specifically, there's the new Tandem restaurant and Innovation and Wellness Commons that are doing a lot of really great work, as well as a lot of, like I said, well-established sites, art galleries and farmers markets that are going to be great for people to check out.
So we're talking potentially about a lot of people who might be visiting the Lindsay Heights neighborhood. Some of them might be regular visitors, but others might be seeing it for the first time. Why is it so important to bring people into this neighborhood who might not have been there or at least been there recently?
It's a wonderful bridge. I know that as a community and as a business owner, we're looking at this way of advancing. So it becomes a true sense of community. Oftentimes we get in a rut of a them or us, and we're really working on this we narrative. So Doors Open provides this opportunity to move us forward in that direction.
Well, it's very inclusive. And I think when we experience each other, it is a way of really accelerating how much we care about each other and the business and social opportunities that are in Lindsay Heights.
So what's the story that you hope to tell when someone comes to one of these businesses and sets foot inside? Maybe they haven't been there before. What do you hope they take with them when they leave?
There's love here. There's community here. There's a space for you here, that this becomes a regular part of your pattern. We understand that this is an event, but really cultivating ways of being that gets us outside of our standard mode of operation. I view Doors Open Milwaukee as that conduit to that opportunity. Say, come, enjoy, be a part of our community. It's for all of us.
This is somewhat different. This is a different message than people get from going into the U.S. bank bill. You know, this is not about architecture in this case.
Correct. And we survey attendees year after year. And one of the main points and questions that we ask is, did you visit a place or neighborhood that you were unfamiliar with previously? Did your perception change? And are you going to visit that neighborhood again? And mm-hmm. I'll just take the Juice Kitchen, for example, as a wonderful place to get fresh squeezed juices. So I hope that if somebody goes there for the first time and learns about that wonderful business during Doors Open, that they do make that part of their routine moving forward, and it's not just a one-off opportunity. And we do see that those statistics look good. It's always over, you know, between 60% and 70% of people that say they went to a new place and that they hope to visit it again. So that's the bigger picture of Doors Open. It's not just inviting people to really explore amazing, cool architecture. So that's a big part of it. But also more deeply connecting people with new places that they haven't thought about going to otherwise.
And so there's also the notion of innovation, that we have listed a catalytic development on North Avenue. So that's something to share and something to be proud of as well.
Absolutely. And there is beautiful architecture there. And it has been revealed with each one of the projects. You know, we're dating back to the turn of the 1900s. And the work has been restored and revived to make this beautiful place to meet wonderful people and be with them.
This is really, do you see, has the mission of Doors Open evolved to the point where this is really about showing a city to itself, or has that always been the case?
Doors Open was based on other events like it. London and Toronto and Denver do similar events that we modeled ours after. So it's always been about welcoming people to spaces in the city that they might not think to go to otherwise. A lot of larger cities, though, have many tourists that come out for this event. So it's not as transformative, maybe. So we certainly hope that with each year we continue to dive deeper into Milwaukee's neighborhoods.
Let me ask, when someone goes to Tandem or someone goes to the Juice Kitchen during Doors Open, what's going to be there to greet them?
So we call it our Juice Crew. And they're really our neighbors that have decided to join us on the journey that work at the Juice Kitchen. So there'll be live music, there'll be juice will be overflowing, and they'll be greeted by all those regulars that are pretty supportive and standard, and they'll be welcomed with open arms, I would say. So the juice is an aspect, but one of the things we always say, it's more than juice. It's really, my husband has created a foundation where people feel loved. So that's kind of smacks you in the face when you get in, and the juice becomes secondary, albeit wonderful. And it tastes good and it's good for you and all those things. But it absolutely becomes a secondary component to the love that you feel when you walk in the door. And I think it's a sense of possibility that we were able to locate the Juice Kitchen in a place that many folks couldn't see possibility in.
And I think those who join us on 16th and North will also experience our street party. This will be the 16th year for Walnut Way to host a gathering. And people now come from all over to experience the love and be a part of good food and the celebration of being on the street. This year it starts, it's moved to North Avenue. And so they'll also be able to experience some beautiful bioretention centers and orchards that have been restored.
When an event like this, whether it's the street party or Doors Open or a combination of both of them comes along, do you also look around the neighborhood and still see what potential exists?
Oh, absolutely.
Always. I think that the outside reflection, people that necessarily haven't been on the journey with us, and they provide the feedback, and it gives us a moment of pause and gratitude. So even these exchanges with people that haven't, they give us a great sense of accomplishment, and it feels good, and it pushes us further.
We actually spoke with some folks from Layton Boulevard West not too long ago on this show, not about Doors Open, but about an event that was going on in Silver City. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask, what are some of the highlights people might take in from that neighborhood during Doors Open?
So for the first time, the Milwaukee County domes, the greenhouses that support the domes, are going to be open to the public. So those are the greenhouses that grow the flowers and plants that end up in the dome spaces. And they're newly constructed. They're very innovative and green. So those are going to be really exciting to check out. Our Daily Salt is a really neat store and woodworking shop that people during Doors Open get to actually go into the woodworking shop and see how these really beautifully made cutting boards and other wood utensils for the kitchen are constructed. So that's one that I would recommend. Escuela Verde. And there's actually three in a row that are going to be really nice to check out. Escuela Verde, the Urban Ecology Center, and then the Petal Milwaukee building. So they're right within one block of each other. And that's one of the goals, too, of this event and having these spotlight neighborhoods is that you can drive your car to the neighborhood and then walk around. Or if you want to bike around or walk, that should be really accessible for you. But those three sites are doing a lot of really cool, innovative work in Milwaukee, and they're relatively new to the neighborhood. But then St. Joseph Chapel is a very historic space in that neighborhood that is architecturally stunning, and they are going to be celebrating their 100th anniversary this year.
Well, as always, it sounds like a really terrific opportunity. And so thank you so much, and best of luck to all three of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Joanne Sabir is co-owner of The Juice Kitchen on North Avenue in Lindsay Heights. Sharon Adams is co-founder of Walnut Way Conservation Corps and now works in community development in the neighborhood.
And Grace Fuhrer is director of special events for Historic Milwaukee, organizer for this weekend's annual Doors Open Milwaukee. You'll find links to much more about Doors Open at WUWM.com.